We've largely dealt with the halachot of Kiddush on Friday night, but there's also Kiddush that we make on Shabbat day as well. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kufvav, learns it out from the Pasuk of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. Even though we use that Pasuk to teach us the din of Friday night Kiddush, but the fact that it says Yom HaShabbat, so we learn out that there's a Kiddush on Shabbat day as well. The Achronim explain that it's not from the fact that it says Yom, meaning Yom and not Laila, because Yom actually also refers to the entire day. But the fact is that the word Yom is entirely superfluous. If it's just teaching us that there needs to be Kiddush on Shabbat, then it would say Zachoret HaShabbat L'Kaddushot. The fact it says it's Zachoret Yom HaShabbat L'Kaddushot teaches us that there should be a Kiddush in the daytime as well as the nighttime. But this is just an Asmachta. The Kiddush in the nighttime is Doraita. The Kiddush in the daytime is Durabanan. It's rabbinic in origin, even though it's modelled after the Friday night Kiddush in many regards. In actual fact, Chazal called the daytime Kiddush Kiddusha Rabba, the Great Kiddush. The question is, why is Kiddush in the daytime called the Great Kiddush, when in actual fact it's less great than the Friday night Kiddush? The Friday night Kiddush is Doraita, and this Kiddush is only Durabanan. So there are three answers to this question. According to the Ran in Arvei Pesachim, it's Lashon Sagi Nahor. That means it's a euphemistic term, meaning that, of course, it's an insignificant Kiddush, but we don't want to stress its insignificance. Therefore, we call it Kiddusha Rabba, so that people will have a sense that it's important, even though, of course, it's really not important. So it's a euphemistic term. According to the Rashbam, it's because the Ikar of Kiddush in the daytime is just the Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. We'll speak a little bit in a moment about the Pesukim that are said beforehand. But really, Kiddush is just Borei Pri HaGafen, and that Bracha is said at all the Kiddushim. Whenever we make Kiddush on Friday night, on Yom Tov, we always say the Bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. So therefore, this is the Great Kiddush, because this comes up in every Nusach of Kiddush. The Eliyahu Rabbah in Siman Reish Ayin Bet suggests that it could be because Kiddush in the daytime has a certain advantage over Kiddush at night time, and again we're going to see this in a future share, perhaps Belineda tomorrow, that Kiddush in the daytime can sometimes be made over things other than wine, whereas the Kiddush on Friday night has to be made over wine. So in this regard, the daytime Kiddush is a great Kiddush. So as I just mentioned, Kiddush in the daytime is simply the Bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. There's nothing more to say. We don't say the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat. In fact, the Kolbo brings down that there were some people who used to say the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat without Shem U'Malchut. After saying Borei Pri HaGafen, they would say Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbat. And he says that's wrong. Firstly, Chazal will never attack in that. And second of all, it's going to be a hefsek between the Bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and drinking the wine. It's an unnecessary interruption. Seeing as you're not supposed to say that Bracha there, then it's an interruption. When it's a Bracha that you're supposed to say, like on Friday night, then of course it's not an interruption. Well, on Shabbat day, it would be an interruption. So the nusach for Kiddush on Shabbat day is just Borei Pri HaGafen. Many people, as we know, though, say the Pesukim of either the Shamro or in Tashiv Mishabbat Raglecha, Pesukim from Sefer Yeshaya, or they say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, or Zachoret Yom HaShabbat LeKadoshot, etc., etc., all sorts of Pesukim. That's really just to bulk it out. It's not really necessary at all. In actual fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says that he thinks that really one shouldn't say them. It's clear from the Gemara that the Nusach of Shabbat Day Kiddush is just the Bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. That's what he saw with the Gedolim in his time, that they just said Borei Pri HaGafen and nothing else. But if the Minhag is to say the Pesukim, then I don't see anything wrong with it, and that we should continue with our Minhagim. Sometimes, though, you have perhaps a guest who shows up late on Shabbat to lunch, and they haven't had Kiddush yet, whatever. So you offer them to make Kiddush. They say, yeah, they need a birkon. They don't know it off by heart. They say, yeah, it's just the Bracha Borei Pri HaGafen. You don't need to worry about saying all the Pesukim. There's also the question about starting off Al Kain. Many people say the Shamru, and then they don't want to say the long paragraph of Zachor, so they just say the Pasuk of Al Kain. The problem is, as we discussed the other day with regard to Vayechud on Friday nights. Also, Al Kain is just in the middle of a pasuk. And we said there's a notion that Kol Pesukah Delo Paskei Moshe Anan Lo Paskinan. Any pasuk that wasn't broken into two by Moshe Rabbeinu, we shouldn't break into two. So Sefer Shemar Shabbat Kilchata says, yeah, it's not good practice just to start with Al Kain. Either say the whole paragraph, or at least the whole pasuk, or don't say it at all. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan, who in terms of Friday night Kiddush, was quite keen that one should say the whole pasuk. Here he's not so bothered about it. Why not? He says, because you're not reading it as a pasuk, you're just saying it as an introduction to the Borei Pri HaGafen. So that you don't just charge into Borei Pri HaGafen, you say some words of introduction beforehand. As opposed to on Friday night when you're saying that pasuk, you're saying it as Kriyat Psukim, because Vayechulu, it's not just an introduction, but we want to read the Psukim of the creation of the world, and we want to start with Vayera Vayvokeh Yom Hash or Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShamayim. Turn it into Yud Kei Vav Kei, etc. So we're reading it as a pasuk, and in that case, you need to read it as an entire pasuk. Adkan.